Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays. It's a special episode. I am here doing a remote broadcast today, so it's a very special Tasting Tuesdays at the Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York, with the head brewer, Haley Shine. Thank you for joining me today, Haley.
Thanks for coming out.
I know you've been to the station before, so thank you for reciprocating and inviting me here. Haley, how long have you been at Rojan?
Since construction days.
Okay. When is
2019.
Yeah. It's a beautiful operation, I have to say. We're sitting inside indoors at the moment, even though it's spring or even almost close to summer weather out there today.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful day. And you're cleaning up the outside space, which is really lovely, I might add.
We're getting fired up for beer garden season.
Oh, my goodness.
Today would be a great beer garden day.
It would be, right? Yeah.
But it's going to snow next week.
Well, let's not dwell on that at the moment.
We'll be ready.
We'll be ready. And then it's only a matter of time, right? Okay, so what goes into being the head brewer? Educate me on how you ended up being head brewer. What went into that?
Well, this is a small brewery, so I manage everything from the raw ingredients to the finished product at the bar.
The whole life cycle.
Indeed. Grain to glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. And wait, what's your background, though?
I studied bioengineering, and brewing is a good example of that.
Oh, where'd you do that?
UC Berkeley.
So are you from the West Coast originally? Or
no, I'm from Florida, but we don't talk about that.
You don't miss it then?
I visit, family. Yeah. But I homebrewed in college.
Did you?
Yeah, that's how I kind of came to the brewing process. And
How did you learn just to do that at home brewing in the bathtub?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How did you learn how to do that? Just YouTube?
This is before YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read The Joy of Home Brewing. That was the classic book that you read back in those days, mm-hmm. and just a curiosity of how things are made, I guess.
Right.
So
yeah.
My college apartment was really interesting. There was a lot of projects going on, but beer was the most successful of all of them.
Oh, it was your way of geeking out, in a way.
Sure. Yeah. How things are made.
Yeah.
Sort of the curiosity about where things come from.
Yeah. So, and then between home brewing and getting here, what's the nutshell?
A lot of beer. Between then and now. So became a professional brewer. Worked for mostly big company of small breweries, so mm-hmm. similar where it's one person managing all aspects of the operation. Mm-hmm. That's nice. The larger the brewery, the more specific your role gets, like any kind of organization, I suppose. But...
Mm. I guess the number one requisite would be to like beer, right? Could you do this job without liking beer?
That's a good question. Maybe.
I stumped her, finally.
Beer? I did brew while pregnant, and I didn't really drink very much beer, but I still loved it,
Yeah, well, that's different.
But I suppose.
Yeah. It helps. Yeah. It can't hurt.
But you don't have to drink a lot.
And you never want to admit it. No, of course, and you don't want to. We had somebody from a wine, the Shawgunk Wine Trails this past week, and, we discuss it. Most people, when they're on these, especially those that work there, they spit it, they taste it.
Well, beer, the aftertaste is important, spitting in beer than in wine.
Right, but in moderation, I guess. I know we have a couple of samples we're going to get to in a moment. But, okay, now, you have how many varieties? I think you said before when we were walking, you gave me a little tour earlier. You said you had about, and I'm looking at the taps, maybe a dozen at the most?
We have 12 draft lines. We always have a local cider from Little Apple Cidery, or two. Mm-hmm. So we usually have 10 or 11 of our beers on.
Yeah.
We have a few that are core year-round beers, and then a lot that rotate seasonally, and then we're always trying to make new stuff too. So
what goes into how you come up with a new beer? Where do those inventions come from?
Well, I always start with trying to have a well-balanced lineup of offerings. When you look at the whole menu sort of a thing, what flavors are missing or what styles are needed to balance this out.
Diversity.
It's not, we certainly make IPAs multiple, but it's definitely not all the beers are, too many IPAs on the menu or too many malty beers. Mm-hmm. We like classic styles though. And I'm very fortunate to be able to collaborate with Derek because he's a very creative guy.
Yeah.
With a lot of brewing experience too. So we get talking down there when we're working and just brainstorm, throwing ideas back and forth.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'm looking at the options here on the...
On the grain hopper?
In the grain hopper.
Original to the building?
It is.
Yeah.
So wait, what was this building then?
It is a mercantile building.
Oh, right.
1850s.
There's a sign right above it.
It's a historic building.
Mm-hmm.
Lovingly renovated by the Bluestones.
It really is.
Steve in particular. Yeah. Strong construction background and very talented guy.
And you guys, we should mention before we get to the sampling, which we were about to, that you guys also have so many great musicians from the area. You really foster the music community as well, which is really wonderful.
Fantastic place to see live music. The Rojan Bluegrass Band comes a couple times a month, and it's always a rotating
mix
of local musicians. Yeah. And
all right, so why don't we get to some of the samples here that you... What did you choose for me today, Haley?
So 22.5. It's a hazy IPA. Hazy. It's one of our original beers. We made it. We opened with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Hillsdale, if you don't know it, the hamlet, is at the intersection of 22 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so this beer is called 22.5.
Drum roll, please. I'm going to... No. I'm gonna
hoppy. It's hazy. Hoppy. Tropical.
Thank you. I don't even have to taste it. You told me how
juicy. Juicy.
Oh, even the before it hits my tongue, I can already taste it. It's amazing. That is delicious.
It's we say it's like irresponsibly hopped. There's just like a ridiculous amount of hops in there.
I don't know why. I usually have a problem with a lot of very hoppy beer, but this for some reason is so well balanced or something.
Well, it's not very bitter.
It's not bitter at all.
No, it's more fruit forward and juicy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm. So hops provide bitterness, but they also provide a lot of flavor, fruit flavor. This is a flavor forward, not bitterness forward IPA.
Got it. Again, it's called the
22.5. Where the 22 means
I've always been bad in math. 22 and a half?
Well, whenever we...
What do you call it?
We like talk about where we are, go to like a beer festival or something.
Yeah.
We spend the whole day saying, explaining where Hillsdale is. So the 22 and the 23.
Okay.
So
just say it's the last town in New York State as you're heading into the...
When you put
or
it
the
that
first
way,
one coming into New York.
I never thought of it that way, but that's going to be real useful, though.
Oh, no, no. I mean, that's something that I always think about because I live closer to the Hudson, on the Hudson, in fact, and right by 23. We head towards, let's say, Great Barrington or South Egremont, which now we have fewer reasons to do.
You're not alone in that.
Yeah. That's not good, though, right? You could get some of those people
I worry
people
about
that,
the cannabis traffic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. Okay, let's just take a moment here. If you're listening, come to Rojan Brewing Company. It is beautiful here. There's a warmth to it. It's just great. And it's very welcoming. And it's not even open. But I can just imagine it teeming with people. So come on out. And they've got a really outstanding beer garden. So I'm just going to really plug the heck out of it. Come on out.
By Memorial Day, we'll be having the beer garden open.
Okay. But next that's to in the May or something. But what goes on outside that doesn't happen in the winter months? Other than people sitting out there in numbers, I mean.
Beer
service.
Garden vibes. Hit the rail trail. Bring your dog.
Right. They're on
have a beer on the, you know, in the beer garden and...
They're on this rail trail that's imminently, it's going to be connected to another rail trail, which is going to really expand it. So
connected to itself.
Which, so it can be a real spot for recreation. And then you can stop, lock up your bikes, and come in and have a 25 and a half, 22 and a half, a 22 and a half, 23?
22 and the 23.
A 22 and a 23?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Is it listed somewhere? I got to take some of these home.
22.5.
All right, what else we got?
Black Grocery. Speaking of the rail trail.
Explain.
I know all about the beer, but the name, sometimes I forget the details. So good thing we have Kathy handy. Right.
Come here, Kathy.
Black Grocery.
Hold this up close to you.
So we name a lot of our beers after local streets, local spots, local people. Black Grocery was named after a grocery store that was located in Copaic. And the owner, back in the day when the railroad was coming through town, painted the grocery the color of it was the paint that the railroad used. So the grocery store was black. And there is still a Black Grocery Road where it existed. The building doesn't exist anymore, but the name of the street lives on. And now it's our beer.
I like it. Respecting local history. I like that. Okay, so I tasted it. I don't know, like chocolate comes to mind. Let's see.
So it's a Cascadian dark ale, which is sometimes known as a black IPA. But I just find that irritating because the P in IPA stands for pale. And it's not pale. It's a black beer.
Right.
So
it's totally not.
Black ale or what? So Cascadian dark ale is like...
Cascadian?
Cascadian dark ale. That's a nod to the hops.
Mm-hmm.
So the arguably proper name of the style, that's what we call it.
It's also delicious. Is that a beer term?
Absolutely.
It's good.
No pretension here.
It is good.
Call it as you taste it.
Two for two.
I've been really enjoying this beer this season. Perfect.
But you can't make an entire supply of beer or any significant amount, right? You would never get to that point if the beer didn't taste close to what you're hoping to get, right? Like if it's flawed in some way that you think, you never wouldn't be like you'd waste that much, right?
Well, that's what I regard as a challenge of brewing, especially on the small scale, is, you know, you have your ingredients and how close can you get to what you intended? And
yeah. Like how much is science and how much is, I don't know.
Art.
Art. Yeah, because art is a little bit more volatile, right? Science is,
it's a healthy,
you know,
amount
you
of
just
the,
do the right amount of time, amount of ingredients, and you get, like baking something. It's a science.
And I'm certainly a scientist. But sometimes there's happy accidents.
Sure.
It might not be exactly what you had in mind, but maybe it's better or different in some positive way.
Right. And then you just want to hope you can recreate it if that's an intention.
Unless you just take good notes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's been very helpful. I appreciate it. The Rojan Brewing Company is located right in the heart of Hillsdale, New York. It is in its sixth year, I guess, starting your sixth year. Just tons going on here. You also mentioned this summer, we're going to come back to it, I think, later in the year, but you've got the beer festival.
Rojan Summerfest.
Rojan Summer. Thank you. Very
August
much.
9th.
Coming up on August 9th. So now you can put that in your calendar, but we'll talk more about it in the near future.
Beer, cider, wine, spirits, fun, music, food.
Sounds great. But it'll be here?
A festival. The road will be closed, so it'll be a big festival of craft liquids producers.
I'll put it in my calendar. Thank you so much, Haley Shine, head brewer here at Rojan Brewing Company. Thank you, Kathy and Steve, and everybody who works here. Thanks very much. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.